How many of you think that you'll go to hell? The world has themselves convinced that this is a place that they are not going to. No man wants to believe he's going there. And you know, some of you, you've read this text. I know that there are those of you, I know based on what God's Word tells me, some of you in this place that hear my voice will go to the place I described today. Some of you are headed there. You don't think you are, but even now you provoke God by your very attendance of His worship today. Because you have not Christ. You have no hope. You're without God. But you don't think you'll go there. You think that somehow you're going to reason. You're going to figure out because of something that you have done or are doing or hope to do in the future. Somehow you plan to miss that place. 3 people every second are passing into eternity. That fast, souls are going out of this world into an eternal hell or an eternal joy. And God's Word says most of those are on the broad way to destruction. Christ is the only way to the Father. Those who are Buddhists in this world are passing into damnation. Those who died practicing Muslims are going. Practicing Catholics, if they are worshiping Mary, they are not worshipers of Christ. One of those cliques has your name on it. Think about it. Another and another and another and another and another. They are passing off into eternity right now. And another and another. When you take your next breath, in the time it took, more of souls are passing off. If we could bring up the damned from hell right now, what would they say to us? I never thought to go here. I never thought hell would take me. I thought I had it figured out. It took me in a moment. It took me when I didn't expect it. As another, another. They're passing off into eternity. They did not expect hell to take them when it did. If you are without Christ, your sins are mounting up. And the moment is coming when God will no longer endure you to stay here. It is glorious in its dreadfulness, in its fearfulness, because it reveals to us a part of God that oftentimes we don't like to admit is real and exists. But it is necessary. We love to talk about God's love, God's goodness, God's mercy, God's compassion, God's forbearance, God's tender mercies. Oh, and it is good. It is good. Good to give thanks to the Lord for those things. But when you think about the severity of hell, you begin to realize it is no slap on the wrist. Hell is fearsome. It is dreadful. We read our Bibles and we can pass over those texts so freely, so easily, weeping, gnashing of teeth. In the ESV, in Matthew 18, it speaks about the hell of fire. Hell is a place of fire. And you open that door, and there is a raging, infernal fire inside that furnace. And Christ described hell as a fiery furnace. You can imagine being pushed through that little hole, and then the door is shut. And it will never open. It will never open. It should strike within our minds that hell is a place of pain. Unimaginable. The man in Luke 16, he cried out in his torments if only he could have a drop of water for his tongue. But not even that would be given to him. The thing that is so fearful about hell is not just that it is a fiery furnace. Not just that Isaiah would say, not who can dwell with those fires, but who can dwell with the everlasting burnings everlasting. That is the horror of horrors about hell, is it never ends. It is pain that is excruciating. It is anguish. Our generation knows very little about pain. We have so many medications, so much to dull the pain. But here, there will be nothing to dull it. God will not relieve your pain, no matter how you cry, no matter how you weep. You will weep, think of this, to weep forever. You will weep if you land in hell. You will weep more than all the weeping that has ever been done in all the ages of all the earth. You will fill up the measure of the weeping of every individual who has passed through life. Because you will weep, and you will weep, and you will weep. And there's the idea of the gnashing of teeth. Whether it's in the unbearable, excruciating pain, there are places in the scripture that attach the gnashing of teeth to anger as well. The anger at others, the anger at yourself, the anger at God still. Hell is not what some make it out to be, like purgatory. Hell does not make better. The doctrine of hell is about eternal destruction. It doesn't make better. It destroys everything that has any semblance of good. The image of God that is upon you, man, will be eternally defaced and defiled. You will become more and more and more contemptible as the eternal ages pass by. God says in Ezekiel 8, therefore, I will act in wrath. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry in my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. He will hate you with a perfect hatred. He will hate you, and he will have you. That is the fearsomeness of hell. The text we read says that those in hell, they are going to be tormented. Where? In the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb. One of the most fearful things about hell is not the total absence of God, the absence of all of His blessings, yes. Can you imagine forevermore with not any joy, no more comfort? But God is going to be there. One of the fearful things about God, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. He is a consuming fire. You come to a text like John 3:36. The wrath of God abides upon you already if you are not a believer in Jesus Christ. Already! That doesn't mean that God goes around with a perpetual smile upon you. It means what it says. His wrath is upon you. If you can get this idea into your minds, into your souls, into your thought process, that there are those of us in this place right now who sit here at relative ease. God hates you. God's wrath, God's indignation, God's anger is directed to you. This is no game. If you're not certain, if something rings true to this in your conscience, that I'm in great danger of this, Christ stands ready to pardon. This is a day of mercy. This is a day of grace. Today the voice of Christ beckons you. Come, come unto me, you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest for your souls. Come. Today it's come. It's come. Come. Then it will be depart. 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 And the door will shut. And it's all over. No hope. No hope. Whatever sin you have to leave behind, he says it is better to go blind than to go with two eyes into that eternal fire. You may have some friends. You may have somebody that put pressure on you, children. You hang around with friends, they'd laugh at you if you did this. Don't let anybody be responsible for damning your soul. There's too much at stake. And don't believe, as some say, that there's a great party in hell. It is not that way. You will look and you will gnash at your teeth on them if you should both wind up in hell. You'll say, damn you, damn you. I'm here because of you. You led me in that sin. It is not a game. Your soul is at stake. Your soul is at stake.